Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sundays are Giants days.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. And Chris, this podcast is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels, when you need to, when you're going to watch the Giants, drink Jack Daniels. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people were yesterday.
Anyway, all right, dude. So look, going to last year's first game. And then the question was, can we play up to the competition, right? Can we play up to the Cowboys? And we got a very quick answer, no. Going into this game, right? Everyone's psyched. We have expectations for the Giants this year, but we felt like we were playing, our weight class. 100th anniversary, honoring all the players. And, you know, look, another disaster, right? You put out a tweet or a post on X. You must have put it out within 10 seconds of me saying it on the live stream. With Chris, 3,000 people watching the live stream. It was insane, right? Mm-hmm. It must have been right around the same time. And I said, this feels like Dave Brown. And then someone sends a message, Chris just posted that. And I looked, and it was it was within seconds.
That's funny.
And I mean, look, it's not just the Duke thing and the struggling quarter. It's what I saw yesterday from Jones, Chris, was something I hadn't seen before, and it was very skittish. It was a guy who's just completely unsure of himself. I mean, for all the faults that people have with Jones with ability, okay, he was always an accurate passer, right? He would hit guys in stride, right? Like, the thing with Jones was, you know, he's going to get sacked or he's going to take a chance or something, and he's going to throw a pick or fumble. But yesterday he was wildly inaccurate, and then he was very hesitant, and I've never seen that before. I never saw him so hesitant, and I thought that yesterday felt like the Dallas game in 1997, because you said Brown. I'll go back to that, where Fossil just pulled Dave Brown. And I'm not saying it should have happened. I'm saying it wouldn't have surprised me if Dable just said, you know, second half, we're gonna roll the dice with Drew Lock. It just felt like that. Now, Chris, there were a lot of reasons why the Giants lost yesterday, right? I mean, the defense, the 99-yard drive, come on. But look. It was a disastrous start to the season, was a disastrous start for Jones, dude.
Yeah, not much you can say more than that.
Yeah, I don't know where else to go from this, dude. Yeah.
It was just bad all around.
Yeah,
you know, Daniel was not good at all. Look, let's face it. I mean, Brian Daboll was totally and completely outcoached by Brian Flores, totally and completely.
Yeah,
Brian Flores came out with a totally different game plan than Brian Daboll thought he was going to do, and he never adjusted to what Brian Flores was doing. Mm-hmm. They never did, and Daniel looked like he was lost at times. Bad throws, a couple of decent throws. He had time pass attempts. At times he had time. Other times he got hit. There was no running game. For people who want to say offensive line was spectacular. Offensive line was moving nobody up front in a running game. They give him a time, and Daniel looks, you know, it looked like he wasn't quite sure what they were doing on their defense. He got burnt later on. Two bad interceptions. One, you know, Harrison Smith undercut him in a seam, read him all the way. Van Ginkle, you know, the Giants were attempting their 10,000th wide receiver screen. Van Ginkle was off, saw it, read his eyes. He saw the formation. He sniffed it out. Illuminor couldn't cut him. He just stayed back and read his eyes, and Daniel just winged it as soon as he got the snap and not even realizing what Van Ginkle was doing. That was an easy pick six. And so what more can you say? I mean, you know, did I think Dan was going to come out? No, I didn't. I didn't think he was going to pull him. I think that's coming down the pike, though.
How soon do you think if there's another?
I think it could be Sunday.
Yeah.
This is a game in week two against a rookie quarterback. They got whipped up pretty good yesterday, Washington, by Tampa Bay. If it's all bad in the first half,
yeah.
If he's not moving the ball, bad throws, bad interception, I think you'll see Drew Lock. I think David will go to Lock early. I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then I'll just take it from there if for the rest of that game, or if Drew looks good, okay, he's our guy week two, because if it comes to the point, Jerry, where Daniel's pulled, Lock is in there, that's basically the final nail. I mean, Daniel's not coming back at 2025 anyway. He's going to have to look like Dan Marino the rest of this year to come back, and that ain't happening.
Right.
So this is Daniel's last year anyway, and then if Dable down the road, even as early as Sunday, pulls the plug on him, and Drew Lock looks somewhat decent, you could stick with Lock because the Giants are going to pivot again and try to get their quarterback at 25. That's the facts.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, and all that. So, look, did anybody expect – to me, Daniel looks like a guy that's totally shot.
Yeah.
Confidence-wise.
Shot.
He just doesn't look the same from 2022. Last year was injuries, didn't play well. Then the injuries, got beat up a lot. The Miami game, he got beat up in the Dallas game. I'm not quite sure who he's recovered from that. I really not. And then, you know, and you look at yesterday, and I'll tell you, you know, what Brian Flores was doing. They expected heavy blitzes, and they did exactly what I said they're going to watch for them to do, receiver screens. They went big package a lot to try to slow down the blitzes. That never came. They blitzed like 34% of the time, Flores, yesterday. That's it. You know, they were basically dropping out, rushing four, playing a lot of shell, a lot of split screen, a lot of split safeties, that soft shell cover two look. That's what they were doing, and the Giants never really adjusted to it.
So I'm going to ask you this because it's not something you can see from home, Chris. So Jones, when he's dropping back to pass, are the receivers open down the field?
They won't separate either.
They weren't?
The receivers were not helping him at all yesterday, until, not to mention five drops, okay? But they weren't really helping him either, man. I mean, not that I'm blaming them. But sure. Look, there was a few times. Guys, you got to know this is like a react offense. Receivers got to react to see what the defense is doing, and then they run their routes, and they have to be on the same page with Daniel.
Well, Neighbors did on the one. He sat down. They made a point of that, the one reception. He sits down in the zone.
Sat in a window because they were playing zone.
Right.
You know, to me, Dable didn't do enough to get them out of that cover two. And Flores was like, okay, we're not coming out of it. We're going to keep showing cover one, blitz. We're going to run Harrison up to the line of scrimmage, and he's going to shoot back, and they roll into a cover two. I was watching it. You know, and look, you can't – I saw a lot of people, you know, pissing and moaning about, well, why aren't we taking a lot of shots down the field? Well, you're not going to take many shots down the field when they have safeties covered on both sides, okay?
And that's why I asked, because you don't – they're not seeing it, right? Yeah.
But
yep.
You have to get them out of that.
Right.
And how do you get them out of that? Well, you got to run some scheme routes, and you got to run the ball. Daniel's got to come up to the line of scrimmage and check out of passes a lot sometimes. Go into the run. How do you get a team out of the cover two soft shell? You run the ball.
Yeah.
So they couldn't run the ball. You know, they were trying a little bit, single tight. There wasn't much holes. There really wasn't much push up front. The Vikings did a great job, you know, and that. But, you know, so how do you run it? Well, you do a double move with Malik, get up to do that little 15 yard out, double move up the safety. They'll come over on a tight end, maybe, and boom, there you take your shots. The Giants weren't doing that. The bottom line is that they were totally outcoached. Brian Flores totally outcoached Brian Dable. He did. And they never really quite adjusted what they were doing. Even in the third quarter. What was the Van Ginkle pick, Jerry? In the third quarter? Let me look at my notes.
Yeah, because it was right? that made it 21-3.
I mean, even in the third quarter, they were still trying to do those little receiver hits. Screen. I mean, because they weren't blitzing very few times. They weren't blitzing much. And it just seems like they were like never responded to it. They never responded to what Flores doing, or they were so afraid of Flores. Brian Flores last year led the league in zero blitzes. I don't think he had one yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't see one. I could be wrong in that, but I didn't see one zero blitz where, like, oh my God, they set the house. There's nobody in the back. Not one. Yeah. They were challenging Daniel. They were a little worried about Malik. They were rolling over Malik a little bit and this and that. I think they looked at it like, well, Malik's the only one that's going to hurt us here. I'm telling you, they weren't worried about tight ends. Drop passes, Wandell was targeted a lot, but that was their game plan, and the Giants didn't adjust to it, and it was bad. You know, and Daniel was really bad, but we'll see what happens down the road. He's not going to last long. He's going to have a short leash, in my opinion, Jerry.
Oh, absolutely, Chris.
I know a lot of people wanted him benched, start Drew Lock the next game. I even hear people with DeVito.
Everyone's talking about DeVito. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He wasn't even active yesterday.
Well, he's a third emergency quarterback.
Right. No, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, people were saying put in DeVito. He wasn't even active yesterday.
No, he's not even active. You couldn't even put him in. It would have to be emergency. So, I see people, but you work all year, you work all summer, and you're just not going to throw it out in one game, no matter how bad he looks. Now, I had a couple of veterans yesterday in the locker room tell me, look, it was all bad. It was bad today. But all I could say, I'm not going to mention, I don't even want to get him out there, but he was just basically telling me yesterday, look, Chris, it was bad. It was ugly. We all know it was ugly today, but week ones of the NFL season, throw him out the effing window. It's such a disaster. Nobody's prepared. A lot of not that they're not prepared, but there's so much stuff that we haven't played 60 snaps. Everybody's somewhat rusty because they haven't played a game, and it could be really – and today was a disaster. He said it. He goes, we're not the only team it's a disaster to. There's been good teams that have been a disaster to. We'll see how we respond. That was his exact words. We have to respond now. And we'll find out if they do respond next week, because it's going to get hot around here real quick. If they go into Washington and lose to a rookie quarterback, real quick, it's going to get hot around here. It's going to get ugly, even more than the ridiculousness I saw yesterday, screaming, this and that, fans, this and that, this thing. I'm waiting for Jones outside the thing. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's still week one. Now, week two against the Washington team and a rookie quarterback who has turned over their roster and did not, and Tampa Bay had their way with them yesterday. Baker had their way with them yesterday. Yeah. And the Giants get whipped up in week two. Whew. It's going to get real friggin' hot. And that includes for Dable, Shane, and everybody.
The third and two where they ran him. I think they ran him two consecutive
I didn't get
plays.
That. I just didn't get that.
My question for you, Chris, is like, you're not the psychologist of the coaching staff, but I'm asking you this. Like, do you think they're coaching a little to Daniel's abilities there? Like, they're nervous with Jones? Like they're saying, okay, he can run, so let's run him, rather than most quarterbacks in the league just fire. I'm saying Jalen Hurts aside, but like, that's usually a passing down or a different play than that.
Yeah, Jay, what was stalling is that they did it two times in a row.
Right.
And Dable says they felt they could do that when they looked at the game plan against Minnesota twice with Daniel. That's something he does well, and they did the design. I saw people on Twitter, all the RPOs. It was not an RPO. It was a design
run. Right.
Notice the freaking difference. It's a design run twice. And, okay, you gave it one shot. I just didn't quite get the second shot. Jerry, it just coincides with everything that happened yesterday, a total and complete disaster. With everything. Now, I don't think I see people like the defense stunk. They were hot.
No, they didn't.
I'm not going to go there. No, look, did they give up the 99-yard drive? But that was also aided by a penalty, right?
Yes. But my point with the defense, and I said this yesterday, they started off hot. They started off pressuring. And look, the first drive of the Giants, they lose 9 yards. So it wasn't a turnover, but they lost 9 yards and punted.
Yeah.
Then the defense, Dexter Lawrence, I think, got a sack.
Yeah, first series he got a sack. Then he got the turnover.
Yeah. And what happened after the turnover?
No, I'm just talking about the defense now.
No, I know, but what happened after the turnover? Field goal.
They got 3 points. No.
That's what I mean. Like, that shit, sorry, guys. I just think it permeates after a while. It does. It's like,
oh, absolutely.
We got to pitch a shutout. They did like I'm not blaming Daniel Jones for everything. I'm not blaming Daniel Jones for it.
You could blame him for a lot though.
But it's like you get the ball on the 20-yard line, guys. You gotta score. I just think that the natural losing is a disease. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go again. We can't. Okay, let's try. We gotta pitch a shutout. And then once it was 7-3 and then the Giants punted again, I was like, this game's over. This is insurmountable for this offense. They can't do it. And so my point was, yes, the defense ended up the 99 yards and Flott was lost on one of the plays. Flott, who was what in the, he did something yesterday he wasn't doing all summer, right? He was in the slot yesterday.
I didn't quite get that either.
Okay. Well, why, right? Like, why are you doing that?
I just, you know, Jerry, I'm watching warmups yesterday. And, you know, when the ones come out, you see who they're going to be starting. And I saw, you know, Darius Muasau. I hope I'm saying that right. I saw him next to Bobby Okereke with the ones. I'm like, oh, wow, look at this. They're starting a rookie, you know. And then Dable said after the game, well, McFadden would have been on a snap. Actually, he said that today. Last night, he was just like, wait, we're going to talk to the coaches about that. And it's like, everybody's like, what do you mean? Was he injured? Was he not? Because he wasn't on injury report. So now you can't say he was injured. He wasn't on injury report. Yeah. So, and today, Dable says he was on a snap count. He really was only, you know, if the kid was playing horrible, they needed him. And even that was going to be a snap count. Cordell Flott, who we saw on the outside all summer, I'm watching warm-ups. All of a sudden, he's on the slot.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, what the F? What's going on? You know what I mean? Like, on top of that, Drew Phillips should have been from snap one in his slot, right? Did he hurt himself yesterday? No.
And he forced the turnover. Like you've been saying all summer long, I gave you credit on the live stream. Chris has been talking about his tackling ability, and look what happened. He forced the turnover.
Oh, you saw it a few times yesterday. He had a drop for loss. He had a sack for, a tackle for loss. Yeah. He had the forced fumble. The kid was like taking over the slot, and then all of a sudden, the first game of the year, he's Cordell Flott's in him. And McLeod, who's not a starting corner in this league, okay, is on the outside. I'm like, and I was like, guys, what are we doing? You know, like what are we doing? You know what I mean? I mean, so the defense, as far as the defense, let's start with the defense, wasn't great, but not horrible, right? Now, listen, they're going to have to get a lot of pressure up front.
Because Darnold started off 12 for 12. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was 13 to 14 in the first half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The one drive, two nice throws at Addison. He was wide open in front of McLeod on a couple of outs.
Yeah.
The throw in the end zone for the touchdown. He was just about to get blasted. You know, good throw by Darnold there. And a beautiful throw to Justin Jefferson. And, you know, some of the things we talk about in training camp. What's one of the things I talked about in training camp with Tate Banks? He's getting beat a lot in verticals. He's getting beat a lot downfield. Well, game one, boom, he got beat downfield. Now, on a on that little slant that JJ did for the touchdown, I'm not going to blame Tate Banks there. It's a nice little route, a great throw by Darnold. It threw where he had to be. Tate tried to get the hand in there. You know, that's a just tip your hat to the opponent.
Sure.
But, ball getting beat deep. They made Darnold look. Darnold had a lot of time. And what was the thing we talked about numerous times, you know, about, well, Burns, Thibodeau, who I didn't even know he even played, and obviously Dex, who was the best player on the field, they better get a lot of pressure because the back end is not very secure, you know? Right. And they didn't get any pressure. They had one sack, a couple of hits. Thibodeau was nowhere to be found. Burns was pretty quiet. He had a couple of tackles, made a couple of decent plays, and Dex was a force up in the middle a little bit, but. So Bowen's going to have to look. It's game one, but just to sit back and say, well, we're just going to rush four guys and we're going to keep – well, dude, I said this 1,000 times, and Joe Shane, he kind of hung himself when he made that statement in Hard Knocks about I could play corner with
I said it last podcast. Yes.
This is the NFL.
Right.
This is a Lawrence and freaking Leonard Marshall up there. And even back then, I said this a million times, team scheme, they're going to max. They're going to do everything. If the guys are getting beat up front, they're going against one of the best tackles in the game in Darisol. Yes. Like, you're not going to have games where you think you're going to have 8 sacks, and what, 40 pressures and 18 hits? You're going to have to cover in the back end. Well, game one, right out of the gate, you saw it.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break and be right back after this. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast. Rounding third base, 8-year-old Dalton's leg began to hurt. Despite over 3 years of treatment, including chemo and amputation and multiple clinical trials and surgeries, Dalton, or D, passed away at 12 years old from cancer. His parents and Giants fans, Jen and Will, formed Defeat Cancer to help discover targeted treatments and help kids like Dalton and the 16,000 American kids diagnosed with cancer each year. 100% of donations to Defeat Cancer directly fund pediatric cancer research. please help them at www.defeatcancer.org. That's www.defeatcancer.org. Thank you.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is Scott Campbell from the Stupid Things for Love podcast. I have a 7-year-old son, and the biggest mountain I climb every day is trying to put shoes on this child. And I'm so grateful to Skechers for making the only shoes my son will willingly put on by himself. Their slip-ons are amazing, and he doesn't have to deal with laces. He doesn't have to deal with anything. They come in the perfect color blue. Thank you, Skechers, the comfort technology company. And you can find Skechers everywhere, Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
And we're back, folks. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the Biz, Biz Ignano. Yeah, I thought of that quote yesterday, and I like I said, dude, that quote's gonna hopefully doesn't come back to haunt him. That anyone can play corner, and you know, it's another thing, right? Like you start, you know, you lose a game like that, 28-6, and you start looking at everything, and it's like, all right, you look at the high draft picks, right? You look at Thibodeau. He didn't, like you said, he's on a milk carton yesterday. I don't know where the hell he was. Evan Neal, we know what Evan Neal is, right? Tay Banks, you know, you were talking about it kind of during camp, like, not struggling, but not
just not up and taking down. Up and
not
down.
Taking that next step either, right? Up and down, sure. Yeah. You look at these high Azudu, high draft pick, like, you know, you don't want to get negative, but these guys got to start performing, and I, you know, you expect a lot out of the pass rush, dude. Like, we were excited about what were the things we were excited about coming into this season? The wide receivers. You know, the weapons there, and the pass rush, really, right? Like that, those were the two, and the pass rush, other than Dexter Lawrence, who's all world, was non-existent yesterday, man. And
they're going to have to pick that up next week, right? It's Washington. Yeah. They always beat these guys. You look at the matchups next week, Washington's line, they should do a lot of things next week. It's, you know, it's week one. Didn't go that way. We expect more to Burns, but it's, you know, it's one game. So we'll have to see next week.
Yeah.
You know, as far as that. As far as Daniel, what more are you really going to get, Jerry? You know what I mean? You look at it and go, okay. Because to me, Jerry, it wasn't just like he was so mechanically not sound, bad decisions. To me, it's so much.
Shaking. It's off his head. He's shaking.
To me, it's up here too. Like the kid is shot.
Yep.
I think the kid is shot.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Now it's up to Dable and their schemes and Kafka to try to guide him along. I don't know why we're even saying this, but to guide him along. But I think it's going to be a short leash because if he comes out against Washington and he's just not good at all, you're going to have to get him out of there. You're embarrassing yourselves as coaches.
Yeah, right, right.
You know?
Yeah, yesterday was enough of an embarrassment. And look, Drew Glock is not the answer, but
no,
but yesterday,
Jerry, you can't keep a tomato in there.
No,
it looks like horrific.
No,
you know what I mean?
Right, and that's what I said. Like what I saw from Jones, Chris, was something entirely different. Like this was a guy who has zero confidence now. So you have the other flaws with Jones. But then when you add in the fact that, like you said, it's in his head, it's disaster, and you can't just keep putting him out there now. If he's going to do that again, if it's, you know, first half of next week, he looks like that. He's got to be out in the after the first half. He does,
Jerry. You know, just look at the throws. Like some of them, like there was a couple of guys' feet
and behind them
at their feet. There was one throw to Tyrone. There was two throws in the flat, right? And nobody's really talking about this. One was behind Tyrone Tracy. I think he caught it. He got popped, and then another one was incomplete. If I remember right,
yeah, yep.
But Jerry, you're throwing a ball, you got a guy coming out to running a little flat route out of the backfield. You got to throw it in front of him, lead him so he could turn that right west.
Yeah, but sure.
You could turn that right shoulder upfield to try to make a play.
Yeah.
Or north, I should say, whatever the hell that end zone is. You know what I'm getting at. You know, you got to turn up. You got to lead that back so he can make a play upfield, give him a shot to make a play. When it's behind them like this, you have no chance of making a play. The linebacker or the corner is going to come up and boom, it's over.
Right.
Or it's incomplete. Or the guy's going to drop it because he's twisting back. Little things like that. It's like, what are we doing, Daniel? You know, like,
and good on you to point those two. The one I can't get over is the interception in the I think it was the interception in the end zone or the incompletion. The one he threw to Darius Slayton, the slant. Maybe it was just an incompletion.
That was the incompletion.
Incompletion. I mean, there were three guys, and he threw it behind Slayton. Like, yeah. Again, like I don't understand like the thought process. Like, it seems like you're afraid to take chances, and then the chance you take the Slayton. I mean, Daniel, three guys around him, and behind, like he was scared, and he was off.
And you know what makes the situation so ugly, and so the fan base so down on everything as they should be. Like, if you would have got a Drake May, right? Everybody would be like, okay, well, Daniel has a long to go. They're going to wait a little to get May up to speed, and then we're going to get our future quarterback in there. But there's no future quarterback on this roster.
Right, right.
That's what's rough. They tried to get Drake May, you know? Yep. Didn't. It was so that's what's really, like, really hovering over everything, Jerry.
There's no way out of this is what it is.
There's no way out of it. Like, everybody's so down because obviously – Daniel, his play, he comes out, has a horrific game. And then it's not like we got a kid. Okay, you know what? Give it a couple of games. They want to get this kid ramped up. If Daniel continues to play bad, well, guess what? The future is going to be in that game by week three. You get what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
There's no future on the roster.
Right. There's no way out of this.
There's no way out of it.
It's just bad or slightly better, maybe. We don't even know.
Yeah. So, Jerry.
And it's week one.
And, you know, last year, right, the block field goal, Andrew gets hurt. Ugly, right?
Yeah.
After the good first drive by the Giants, they get a false start. Field goal attempt, boom, Andrew gets hurt, season going down the shit ball. Well, right off the bat yesterday, it was like a bad sign. So I'm sitting in the press box, and somebody texts me from the sideline saying, guess what? Gunner just re-aggravated his hamstring. He's done. I'm like, what? You know, like, And they're like, yeah, I just saw him. He handed his gloves to – he just talked to Ronnie Barnes. Ronnie Barnes went over to Dable. Gunner's shaking his head. Believe me, he's done. And then the Giants, about a half hour later, made the announcement back. So I'm saying to myself, oh, my God. We haven't even played a snap yet, and we lost to Bobby Turner. You know what I mean? Like, not that that's an earth shot. Right? Not that that's going to make
it's an omen. It's a thing.
It's
just
like a little thing. Like, yes. Oh, my God. I'm looking at my phone like, we haven't even, it's like 12:20. I'm like, we haven't even come close to playing a snap yet. We already lost Gunner, you know? And then later on, we talk about special teams a little bit. Well, Darius Slayton goes back there. He has the one, you know, he lets the ball bounce. He muffs. He lucky Belton recovered it. We have a false start on a ball that was kicked through the end zone. Illegal formation by Drew Phillips. Sometimes. I don't know exactly. Maybe you know Jerry on TV.
I don't even think they showed it again.
Okay. I'm not sure if he's moved a little bit early before the ball settled. Before the ball was caught, because you can't move to the ball's court and all that stuff. So I'm not even sure. So special teams, but positive on special teams. I was Graham Gano did hit a 50-yarder. You know, he told me after
game. And Gillen, the Scottish Hammer.
And Gillen, you know, he's doing his usual early season excellence, and then he'll start fading in the middle of the season towards the end. But Graham Gano, you know, look, it was pretty funny. Graham didn't even know it was a 50-yarder. He told me in the locker room after the game that I didn't even know it was 50 yards. He goes, they told me after I kicked, I didn't even realize it, but the point I'm making is that he said the knee is great. So at least you have it, you know, you could rely on it. Last year, remember, you know what happened with Graham.
Sure.
Kind of courses the game, right, and everything. This year, at least he's 100%. So we try those 45 field goals this year. He'll be good to go in that. look, just to stick to the defense a little bit. Look, I thought they really played the run well in the first half. You know, second half, Aaron Jones started doing some things.
Yeah.
You got to remember something too, Jerry. Not to make excuses, and I'm not. Trust me, you know. But they were fourth quarters of these week one games.
They're out of shape.
Thank you. They're gassed. These guys are gassed because they're not used to playing 50-plus snaps. So I think that also that added in Aaron Jones, getting him on his zone runs a little bit. But for the most part, pretty decent against the run. They got him in the fourth quarter, don't get me wrong. And Donald obviously played much better than we thought. And Shane Bowen, this is his D. He'll mix it up more. They're going to have to adjust it and all that stuff. He's going to have to realize, Shane, that if you're not getting there, you're going to have to start sending that fifth guy, you know?
You have to do something, right?
Isaiah Simmons, I mean, he's a guy. He was another little bit of a weird move. Two guys, actually, right? We don't watch. Look, Jerry, I've been saying this from day one. I don't know what we're doing with Isaiah Simmons. Okay?
He's not a slot guy. He's not a slot.
He's working with defensive backs the whole summer. Like, what are we doing? Right. And then yesterday.
What would you do with him?
He wouldn't be on my roster.
Or what?
He's next to Bobby Okereke.
In the middle.
Yeah, he's next to Bobby Okereke.
Okay.
Or he's just a third down linebacker.
Rushing the passer.
That's rushing or covering tight ends.
Fine.
Tight ends, Jerry. Right. Tight ends. That's right.
Neither were wrong answers. I just wanted to know what you would do.
What I'm doing with Isaiah, he gets his 20-plus snaps like he did last year.
Right.
And let him try to make an impact when he's out there in those 15 to 20, 25 plays.
Yep.
Next to Bobby, okay, or rushing. Mm-hmm. But he didn't play a defensive snap yesterday, dude.
Yeah, right.
I'm looking like about the fourth quarter, I was like, wait a minute.
He's still on the team?
No. It was like, I don't think I've seen Isaiah Simmons today. Right. I talked to a few guys. Yo, Chris, yeah, you're right. I don't know. I don't think he's been out there yet. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I thought a little strange, in my opinion. You can never have enough edge guys. I thought Boogie Basham had a pretty decent summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And game time comes, he's inactive.
Yep.
I'm like, well, wait a minute. I mean, why is, you know, he's had a pretty decent, he's looked good in practice. He looked pretty preseason. He was pretty active in the summer. I'm like, so we're going to activate Benton Whitley because the special teams, although, forget Jerry, special teams. The kickoffs are gone again. Forget about that.
Well, the whole idea was you'd get more returns, and the special teams coach was saying, screw it, just kick it in the end zone.
Yeah, you see the way the league is going already, right, dude? Yeah, after week one.
Yep, blast it in the end zone. We don't care.
It looks like they're going to stop putting it through the end zone, right?
Yeah, yep.
So, dude, I was a little, I was like, oh, we could use Boogie as a pass, you know, get him in there. Azeez played. Thibodeau, like we said, on defense. Non-factor. The only thing he did was a face mask that kept the drive alive.
And did they take him out after that?
I think Shane sat him. I think they sat him that series. He did come back in again. I see some people ask me he got benched the rest of the game. No, he was back in the game.
No, he was just non-existent.
he was non-existent. So Thibodeau's got to do better than that. Yeah. Sorry, you know, all that. He's got to step it up in that. Oh, I'm sure you'll see Washington next week and Andrew Wiley's and Cornelius Lucas of the world and probably have a much better game. So Bobby Okereke even was pretty quiet. He only had three or four tackles for Bobby. Had a recovered fumble, but even for Bobby's type game, he was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And obviously making Donald did a lot of good things. I give him credit. A lot of good throws. Very efficient. Ran what Kevin O'Connell wanted him to run. But this is what happens. You don't get a lot of pressure, right? This is what happens. Because that's the key to Sam Donald's that mixed coverages, which the Giants really didn't do much, but pressure. As soon as he starts getting hit, good luck with Sam Donald.
Right.
But they didn't really hit him, dude. They had like two hits, you know, a couple of hits.
Can you guess my most angry part of the game yesterday? It's not an interception. Any idea?
The most angry part of the game?
Yeah, where I just said, you got to be kidding me. And it was more of a coaching thing, I think.
When they punted?
Nope.
When he ran out the try to draw him off sides?
That was annoying. Okay. That was annoying. I was just like, go for it already. No. That was what I said when he was trying to draw him off sides, and then they
punted. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
But that wasn't it. I'll tell you what it was. 13 men in the offensive huddle.
Oh yeah. Was it 13? I thought it was 12.
Oh, no, it was 13. They counted it. It was 13.
See, Jerry, I didn't know that. Okay.
Wow. Like, that's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Right. I see that. I'm like, oh, come on. We're not serious yet, are we?
Yeah, it's
just, you know, good teams don't do that.
It looked like a team really just not prepared to play in week one. You know, while Kevin O'Connell did have his team prepared to play in week one.
And listen, I know that Dable is not going to say anything after the game, but does he seem like he's lost a little swagger at all, Chris? I mean, I'm not trying to psychoanalyze everything, but it just seems like after the game's over, like, he just looks beaten already, man. Or was it just that bad of a loss?
It was that bad. I think, Jerry, it was a combination of, like, I didn't have this team prepared enough. I was out-coached. And this was ugly type of face and aura around him at the presser. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay. Like, this was really ugly. And I think he looked at – I think he was standing like, what the F am I going to do? Daniel's horrible. Well, yeah. I mean, if we don't get this kid straight, this is going to be a – you know what I mean? And you know, Jerry, this, it's not like we're at the end of November here or beginning of December where, okay, they just lost their 10th game. They're out of it, you know, and all that stuff. This is week one, and this shit has to get better.
Yeah, I don't want to be eliminated by apple picking time. I mean, come on, guys.
Jerry, forget about all that. Forget about eliminated. Dude, you got to stop playing better football.
Yeah, you can't. You don't even look like you're a professional outfit yet.
And I hate to tell, and I hate to say, like, what I mean by week-by-week league. Like, if you play a better football next week and get out of Washington with a win, you're playing a Cleveland team the following week that looked like dog crap yesterday. But what I'm saying is, Jerry, what's the right now, and I see people tweeting at me about, oh, you see Kadarius Toney. I could give a flying F about Kadarius Toney signing with the Cleveland Browns practice squad. All right. There's a lot more things to worry about.
He's not going to learn the playbook in 2 weeks, guys. He doesn't have the mental capacity to do it. Sorry.
I don't care. It's not like he set this standard like Odell Beckham did here, where it's like, oh, this is really we might see Odell. No, this is
he got cut from a team coached by Andy Reid and quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes.
There's so many more things to worry about with this football team. I could care less about Kadarius Toney in 2 weeks. I could care less. The Giants got to get touched. They have to improve next week, man.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry, this is, can I say, must win for this team next week?
Absolutely. Chris, I said the first two were must wins. But yes, actually, yes, next week is a must win. Absolutely. And you know, I said the first two must wins because, like you said, didn't know how Cleveland was going to be. But no, absolutely, next week is a must win. Yes. I mean, I'm thinking, like, again, as bad as yesterday was, Chris, by the end of today, I'm an idiot and I'm looking forward to next Sunday already because I'm a huge Giants fan. And I thought to myself, maybe it's good that they just get the hell out of town. Like, just get out of town for like a while. Don't play at home. You can beat Washington, guys. You can beat them. Get a win. Just play just together football. Get a win.
We have to eliminate penalties.
Yeah, you know, come on,
what's all
man.
What's with all these illegal substitutions?
Pre-snap penalties, Chris.
Guys, that's on the coaching, man. Come on, we got to tighten that up.
Right.
Got to tighten that up. I always blame, Jerry, illegal formations.
Yes.
Illegal substitutions. All the pre-snap crap. I blame that on the coaching. I'm sorry. I understand it happens to players.
Coaching.
Discipline. I blame it on the coaching, man.
13 guys in the huddle. Come on.
Yeah. You know, I mean, sorry. Like I said, Jerry, you know, I had a veteran, like I was just talking about, say, listen, week one is a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Expect much better in week two. I'm telling you, but we have to go out there and do it.
Yeah. All right.
You know? I'm not saying they are, Jerry. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, no, good.
You know, players look at it, you see today, and they look at it like, okay, we were absolutely abysmal. Everything was bad yesterday. And it's a shame because the legends were in the building. Beautiful day. 100-year anniversary. All that stuff, Jerry. And they go out and lay an egg. And
did you hear what Lawrence Taylor said?
No.
Banks said it on the podcast with Papa. I saw the clip of it today. Lawrence Taylor looked at Banks and said, 22 of us could go out there right now and beat these guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not good. To watch these legends watch that type of football.
Yeah, not good.
It's just not good. It's not a good look for the organization, everybody involved. You know, so they're going to have to turn this around and play much better. Get a running game going. Try to get a running game going.
Yeah.
What am I going to say, Jerry? I got to say it like I try to get Daniel going. Do we have any confidence that could happen? Zero.
Right.
But they got to try to get him going. Jerry,
this was the plan. The plan was to surround him. You got to get him going. And if he doesn't get going, you got to pull him.
There's no excuses. There's no excuses for those throws. A lot of those throws. There's no excuses for throwing behind running backs' backs in the flat.
None.
Bad reads on interceptions. You know what I mean, Jerry? I'm not here to make excuses. There's no excuses. But all you could do is sit here, Jerry, before week two and say, you got to hope this coaching staff and he gets better, that he starts to progress.
I don't know why I was saying that in week six, year six.
Right.
I really don't know why the F I'm even saying that, but it's reality because, but one thing is that if it doesn't against this Washington team and they're home, Jaden Daniels, they're going to be fired up. New management. Excuse me, Jerry. New ownership. The fans are so happy to get rid of that piece of crap Snyder. Coaching staff. They're going to be fired up this team Sunday, bro. They're going to be fired. I don't care they got whipped yesterday. They're going to be fired up. They look at the Giants and say, well, this is a win for us.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody looks at the Giants team and say, oh, there's a win for us. You know, the Vikings looked at it last day and say, well, wait a minute. You know,
that's well, we weren't afraid of Sam Darnold. Like I said, they were not afraid of Daniel Jones. They were looking at it the same way.
Yeah, and Jerry, so did Vegas. Did you notice they were favored all week, the Vikings?
Point and a half, I think, yeah.
You know, and Washington is 2.5-point favorite Sunday. So Vegas likes Washington Sunday, too.
Wow.
You know, so it's like, Jerry, I don't know what to tell you, brother. It's like, you got to hope Daniel plays better. I don't know why the F was saying that in year six.
But I mean,
he's out of there. If they got to go with Lock and DeVito the rest of the year.
I appreciate everyone who listens, everyone who follows, no matter what you guys say. It's we appreciate it. But we're going to have 30 more podcasts after this week if they're 0-2. And it's like, it's exhausting talking about this. Like, oh, God, come on. Give us something good to talk about, right? Like, oh, come on. I don't want to do 30 podcasts of losses all the time, man. Oh, my God.
You got to hope they come out with a game plan, Jerry, and they play well, complimentary football, both sides. Defense plays well. And they come, you know, and they go in and they play a solid game against the Washington Commanders Sunday. That, folks, there's no magic. I cannot sit here and tell you some magic potion. I can't. That's what you have to hope for Sunday. There's nothing really good. I mean, Malik got involved. You know, a couple of plays of Malik when it was kind of like garbage time.
Yeah.
And all that. Five drops. What are we doing? Jalen Hyatt really not involved.
16 snaps. You said right.
16, I think he had, you know, and Dable comes out today, says, well, he's kind of like the third/fourth receiver. We got some plays for him and this and that. He wasn't happy. He left the locker room. He didn't look like he was happy yesterday when he left the locker room.
He left with his eye black on, supposedly.
He left with his eye. He walked right by me, yeah. He had his eye black on. He got the hell out of there. He wasn't
you know
happy.
What these guys, you know what these young guys doing that, man? You want to keep their confidence up and, oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah. So, look, and like I said, Jerry, they weren't going to be throwing a lot of verticals yesterday to wait what Brian Flores was doing. But, you know, just because the team's in a heavy cover two look, a lot of cover two look, I should say, doesn't mean you can't scheme nine routes, verticals. There's ways of doing it. You know, just, you know what I mean? And it just wasn't there. You know, it wasn't there. And you can't blame the offensive line. It's not like he was getting hammered every time he went back and threw the ball.
No, they weren't getting a push in the run. They weren't getting a push in the run game, but the offensive line held up in the passing game, dude.
For the most part, they really did. Yep. You know, a lot of those hits, you know, some of them on Daniel. You know,
yeah,
right. Those sacks on Daniel.
Yep.
You know, now the offensive line played great. No, they were okay. They were okay.
They were average.
They had the one Van Ginkle did that one loop, and Runyon didn't, you know, he didn't see it. He rolled over to help Andrew, and Van Ginkle, who seems to terrorize the Giants, you know, he was on. But that, you know what, Jerry, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be on. This is the way I see it. You could criticize me all you want. But see, that's a week one type communication issue when the whole line hasn't played together. They didn't play together.
Yeah.
And now they're playing together for the first time. They're all injured. They haven't really.
Oh, no, you said that. Yeah, they haven't played.
Except for the last week of preseason and then practice last week. Yeah. They really haven't been together. It's much different than when you see guys in live action. So I'm going to chalk that up to communication up front where they're just not, you know, very familiar with each other. I expected to see maybe that yesterday, and that one, it was obvious. You know what I mean? So we'll see. So we'll see. So unless you want to add something else about yesterday's game before we wrap it up?
I got two more. Yeah, two questions. Yeah. You said before that, you know, the way to soften up their defense was to audible to a run. Does he have the autonomy?
I'm going to find that out.
That's what I wanted to know. Does he have the autonomy to do it?
I don't see him checking off at the line. I really don't.
Right. Eli's. To the point where it went down to zero and it used to drive you crazy.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what the quarterback's supposed to do.
No, right. You know, I'm saying I'll take that back.
It just seems like Daniel comes up, boom, snap.
Calls the play. Right.
I don't know if he's, you know, I'm going to try to find
Because I know fans are going to ask that.
Yeah, because to me, I want to know it myself. Because I know we've asked Dable that before and he says, yeah, he could change at the line. He could audible.
Mm.
So I'm going to kind of ask that one way, either privately or at a presser. with Dable, you know, Dable, or find out on a side from the, from what the hell's going on with that. Because I like to see that too. Because to me, you know, when you come up the line of scrimmage and you've seen Harrison kind of dropping right. back and you see that call, dude, oh, so audible to a run.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Jerry, look, at the game is different than watching television. Did you see him? Does it look like he was doing this audible?
No,
anything?
No, okay, no. So. He just looks like he goes up and calls the play.
I'm pretty sure he's got the power to audible. And if he doesn't,
unless I missed it, it just looks like he goes up and.
I'm sure you didn't miss it because usually, even if you miss it, Jerry, say you're looking down your water bottle or something like that, you'll hear the announcers going, Daniel's audible at the line. You'll hear
right. The thing that annoys me watching on TV, and I almost wish sometimes they'd show a wider view, is you just don't know if people are open downfield. That's why I asked you that right away.
People, I'm sorry, what?
You can't see on TV, like, are people, and that's why I asked you first, were they open? And you said, well, they didn't really help them too much.
Yeah, yeah, they won't. Jerry, you can't see that. They were not on the same page yesterday, the receivers and Daniel.
Yeah. All
right. They were just not on the same page yesterday. It looked like a preseason, like there was like they just came out in July, you know what I mean? And
yeah, right.
And they didn't seem to be on the same page with what the defense was doing, you know, and all that stuff. So another three practices this week. You got to hope it gets better, man. I'm sorry. That's all I can tell you.
So last question. Did you think sports would be worse for you after Saturday? Because I did not know
that. Please. Jerry, do not 20, get me started,
Chris, 28 bro. Points. I can't believe it.
Do not.
I watched that whole game.
Jerry, just don't get me started. Because
and I my text to you, so the wow text was the leaping running back, Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the wow, not the wow they lost.
Don't no, no, think, no, no, no. Okay. That was way before the final.
All right. I don't want you to think like, you looked at it like, what's this guy? Why is it?
No. I knew you were talking about it. I knew you were talking about it. It was just, and you could just see it coming. I could just see it coming.
Yeah.
When you let that team hang around and they were good, they weren't a bad team. And, it's the same old story, dude. They haven't found a quarterback probably since Montana. It's embarrassing year after year. No quarterback. This kid's a tomato. Okay.
He's from Duke. Right.
Duke kid. Yeah. Transfer. Uh-huh. He's not good at all.
No more Duke quarterbacks, man.
You know, and look, it's just Jerry. We got Notre Dame. They go through the show. I mean, every year since they lose to somebody, like, what the hell was in that game? So,
yeah,
just don't get. I don't even. It's so disgusting.
Sorry.
It was so disgusting losing that game.
Yeah,
and I hate to say it, but not shocking to me. Put it that way.
Yeah. So. All right, man. So we'll come back Wednesday night. We'll do a live stream Wednesday. And we're going to be on, I think we're going to be in the Revival tomorrow night. There's guys at the Revival tomorrow night.
Yes, we're supposed to be on with them. Yes.
They sent a tweet out. We'll retweet it just so people will know. That'll be like 8:30. And then Wednesday night, we'll do another live stream. Preview the Commanders game and make our picks. First two games, Chris, first two. I took the Ravens. And I took the Packers, and I couldn't stop laughing Friday night. I didn't even look at the rest of the games as far as where we picked, but I was down 0-2 by Friday night. Before Sunday even began, I was down 0-2. So, anyway.
Oh, you took the Packers Friday night?
Oh, yeah. No, I took the Packers, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I took the Eagles, right?
Oh, you took the Eagles and the Chiefs, yeah. No, the teams most people took, I took the Ravens and the Packers. And I did take, and this is another thing. I drafted Xavier Worthy. Let me finish because this isn't a good story.
Okay.
Zay Flowers, I played instead of. Now, I'm still winning, but it just would have been over already if I had played Worthy instead of Flowers. Flowers was picked earlier. He's my flex guy.
Gotcha.
And, of course, Lamar Jackson sees Flowers, launches it over his head in the end zone.
Yeah, he was open, man. He was open. Yeah,
fantasy football, that's why I don't gamble. Fantasy football is why I don't gamble because it's just
absolutely. I don't blame you, bro. I don't blame you, man.
Drive me crazy. Anyway,
so
good stuff, all right. Dude. All right, we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow night on the Revival, and we'll see you guys Wednesday night. Sundays are giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye bye.